Really? Entertain a motion to come back out of recess into public hearings?
So moved.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver, second, Mr. Cole.
Yep.
Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Mr. Phillips will join us briefly, I'm sure, and Councilman Wilson had a previous commitment he had to go to. He'll listen to the tapes of this before we vote. Mr. Moore?
Thank you, Mr. President. This is the time that the County Council holds their public hearings on zoning applications, which are legislative in nature because Council uses that information during the hearings to determine whether or not to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. I will announce each application. Mr. Lank then will review with the Council the minutes and testimony from the planning and zoning meeting, and he will those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning and zoning meeting. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may then question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented the application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After any persons who oppose or who are here and present and in support of, we then give the opportunity for those who oppose an application to state their reasons for the application or their questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. The applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be able to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will become part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one witness in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, Council will do likewise. Our first hearing today is CU 1911, the application of Forrest Webster. Mr. Lank?
Yes. This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a mini storage locker units to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 1.996 acres, more or less, lying north of Route 16, also known as Broadkill Road, east of Milton, Delaware, and across from Route 22A, also known as County Road, or Country Road, excuse me. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 22nd, 2011. And during that public hearing, we heard comments from DelDOT and the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Larry Pfeiffer, attorney, and Donald Webster were present on behalf of the application and gave testimony. There were no parties appeared in support of or in opposition to the application. The commission did on the 22nd defer action for further consideration. I did receive one additional comment. It's the comment from the Sussex Conservation District. They were received on October 6th. They make reference that there are three soil types on this site, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas or tax ditches affected, that it will not be necessary for any off-site drainage improvements, and it is likely that on-site drainage improvements will be required. And as I stated, the commission has deferred action. They have not met since the 22nd of September, or they meet Thursday evening, so there will probably be a recommendation on Thursday evening on this application. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. May it please the President and members of the Council. I appear today, I'm Larry W. Pfeiffer, and I'm appearing today on behalf of the applicant. We ask you for your approval today of the conditional use, which is before you, for the construction of mini storage units on the property in question, 1.996 acres. I believe that the exhibits from the planning and zoning hearing are before you. With me today is Mr. Donald Webster, and we are prepared to address any questions that you all may have, and if necessary, to submit additional explanation as may be required.
Any questions from council?
Well, I do. I have one. I read in the minutes of the P&Z meeting that there was some question about the gravel drive that's shared by both property owners, and if there is some kind of an agreement that he can be using that or.
Yes, Mr. Vincent, thank you. The on the survey, the gravel drive is shown, which it is my understanding is has been shared by the owners of this property and the owners of the adjoining property for in excess of the prescriptive period. That is more than 20 years prior. Their notice was given to all parties concerned, adjoining landowners, and certainly if any adjoining landowner objected to the use requested, they had the opportunity to come forward. And for all I know, maybe they're, if so, they're here today. I do not know. But if that is a concern, there is, as if in referring to the survey, there are actually two access ways to this property. The one is the lengthy gravel driveway, which meanders sort of down the property lines of the two of the property in question, and the other is the gravel driveway, which is the beginning of a horseshoe driveway that terminates into the gravel driveway, goes around the back of the house, the existing house on the property. So if anyone ever objected to access by way of that gravel driveway, and I certainly under the circumstances would not anticipate it, we also have legal access through that middle drive.
I guess I asked a question because obviously looking at the exhibit you gave us, it looks like most of the road is actually on the property beside this one, and I'm wondering. I guess the question was, if they thought when that was decided to be used by both parties, if the other neighbor might have known there's going to be a storage units on there and people in and out of the thing, versus just a landowner using or something. You know?
Yes, sir.
Well, the commission, Mike, did leave the record open for confirmation from the adjoining neighbor. So are you aware of, is anybody notified? Have you, or did the commission direct you to bring in some maybe verification? Because it sounds to me like they've left the record open waiting for that information.
I contacted the attorney, Mr. Burrell, I believe it was. No, not Mr. Burrell, Mr. Robinson.
Right, Vince.
And inquired into that, and he said that it would not be necessary, that the planning and zoning.
Lawrence, are you making, did you notify him?
I wasn't at that public hearing on the 22nd. Right, I've received no response in the file. I just checked the file earlier to make sure.
Yeah. Did Shane make a?
I never asked.
Okay, we'll have to find out on our part then. Well, let me ask you this then, Lawrence. Are you willing to, if Shane didn't make any attempt to notify, should we or should we put the burden on Mr. Pfeiffer?
It's been done both ways in the past.
How would you?
We would have, we could, this, the way it's written from the record is that the Vince suggested that the commission leave the record open for confirmation from the adjoining owner that they have no objection to the existing gravel drive being used for access to the site, or that a conditional approval should include such confirmation at time of site plan, because it may take time to get that confirmation.
Sure.
So it was, if they don't get the confirmation, they don't proceed with the site development.
But in other words, you feel the commission may make a recommendation before they get that information?
If they don't get the information, I think they will make a recommendation either Thursday or in a weeks to come.
Okay. Well, I guess I don't know then the answer. I don't know who then. Nobody's probably maybe notified that guy, so maybe he's not even aware of it. But
well, as long as somebody's addressing that, that's my
concern. Well, I don't know.
Apparently, sure. We'll know when the commission comes back with their findings.
Okay. All right.
And just following up on those comments, Mr. Pfeiffer, and looking at, as Mr. Cole pointed out, it appears that the large portion of that gravel drive is on the neighbor's property, and right. That is really the one that's showing as the access to this mini storage. So I would assume for your client would want some kind of cross easement language to indicate that they could go in and out of that property, and it does meander across the property line. So you may want to contact the neighbors and try to negotiate some kind of cross easement language.
We also have to include DelDOT, because DelDOT's got final say on which driveway they use.
Right.
And I don't know how DelDOT could make requirements on a neighbor to do these improvements, and then they don't own the improvements. So anyway, it gets complicated, so you might want to be proactive.
And that's why you might want a cross easement agreement, because that could address all the issues what DelDOT was requiring, because the other drive that's shown on the property is on this map, it only shows as the horseshoe drive around the house and does not show going back to the storage mm-hmm. units at all.
So we would need to see that if it's going to.
That's one question I had. Thanks.
Were there any other reasons that the commission stated for deferring? That was it.
No, there wasn't any opposition, right?
Yeah. No, there wasn't any opposition.
No opposition to it, so it just seems a concern is about the access being totally
that
on
was
that other
the
property.
Suggestion of Mr. Robertson.
Okay.
Commission deferred action for further consideration. I would ask the question, I'm assuming based on the drawing, that you're going to have a 30-foot driveway around this building?
That is correct.
Okay.
And I believe that it can be done using either driveway, whichever is, if one is deemed by the powers that be more appropriate than another, we're able
this
to do that.
On both sides. Is what he's...
We can enter and leave through the gravel drive in the middle of the lot, or we can enter and leave on the long gravel driveway between the two properties.
And Lawrence, there's enough, I mean, I don't know if we can tell from this site plan, is there enough space between the building and the property line with Sycamore Farm Dairy?
Yeah,
for the drive around it?
They're showing 30 foot.
Oh, okay.
That's that. Okay. But and a lot of times on mini storage type activity, they put fencing around on side property lines. So I don't know what their commission may recommend or what council may impose if they approve.
Mr. Pfeiffer, is this an existing building that's being converted, or is it not there yet?
It is not there yet. These okay. will be entirely new structures.
Okay. And I noticed the fire, it does indicate that the fire marshal would have to comment on this, but oftentimes, depending on the size, it may be required to be sprinkled, sprinkler systems put in if they're over a certain size.
I believe that there is a fairly close proximity of a fire company, the Milton Fire Company.
Are there any other questions from council?
Just to add to that, there may be a fire company there, but his question would be whether or not there's a hydrant. That becomes the issue, whether they have to sprinkle or not.
Yeah. And the square footage.
And one other comment, Mr. President, I got one other issue.
Yes,
it is a conditional use. Lawrence, are you prepared to, from the testimony, bring some conditions, or should we ask
Commissioner?
Commission will place.
Commission deferred action, they will be preparing conditions.
Okay, all right, because, yeah, it'd be nice that we don't get it back looking like this, then we have to start from scratch.
Okay. If there's no other questions from council, Mr. Pfeiffer, do you have anyone else that would, that you're planning to call as a witness, or?
No, sir.
Okay, is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else here in favor? Is there anyone here today in opposition to this application? Sir?
At the back, there you go.
Counselor? My name is Jeff Wells. I live 1135 Wells Road. We own the adjoining property on the west side and the north side. It's about 500 acres of farmland there.
Where it says Sycamore Farm Dairy?
Yes, sir.
That's you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you own the road?
Yes, sir.
You're the guy we've been talking about?
Yes, sir.
Son of a gun. Well, that was quick.
Yeah. I didn't make it to the zoning meeting, but Mr. Webster, he does not use our driveway. He has no permission to use our driveway at all. He's built his own driveway between, I got the map that come from the county, the map between his house and our drawing there, it says it's 22.9 feet. And there's big trees there. I mean, if he wants to take them out, he can make a road in there, I guess. But he's, I mean, it's a neighbor. He's asked to use the road to go, our road to go behind his house to put a new well in a couple of years ago because he couldn't get the truck back there. As a neighbor, I don't have a problem. And I'm not here to cause a stink with a neighbor. I don't like that. But under no circumstance, he's going to use our road for a commercial, you know, commercial business. I mean, that's not going to happen. If he can get in there around the house, hey, I mean, I'd rather not see it there, but that's, you know, that's between you and him. The lot is 120 feet wide or 123 feet wide. You couldn't even put a house on that lot today without 150 foot frontage on it. If you had 200 foot, divide a house off and have a 50 foot right of way going to it, I mean, I wouldn't have a problem with it. But you don't have room enough to get in there to begin with. It's on a sharp curve there. I mean, I'd suggest you council members take a look at the site before you would approve it. I mean, the sewer system they put in on the east side of the house, they can't move that driveway over any further. Mm-hmm. And to get in from the eastern driveway they have, they can't get around the building without moving the building on the west side. They have to tear trees out. I mean, that's up to them if they want to do that. But under no circumstances are they going to use our driveway. So, I mean, you know, as a neighbor, I don't have a problem, but not run a commercial business out of it. I mean, and like I said, under today's rules with 150-foot frontage, they couldn't even build a house on that lot without getting a variance on it. So, I mean, you know, that's
sure.
It's all farmland in that area. It's in the farmland preservation. And if you guys are going to approve, I would ask they put a chain link fence around to keep stuff on their side, not out on our side.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all I got.
So you're not really opposing it?
Like I said, I don't like to call stink with with the neighbors, but I'd rather not see it there. I mean,
yeah.
It's agriculture, and if you had room enough to put it, hey, you know, that's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Down the road on the other side in chicken houses, there's, I don't know, 4 or 5 acres there that's for sale that had a commercial use on it or approved a conditional use or something. It's for sale. Buy it and put it down there. I mean, that's a better spot. But mm-hmm. This here, they don't have room enough to put a business and a house on that lot, just, you know, from our point of view.
Mr. Wells, you indicated that your farm adjacent to this was in the Ag Lands Preservation.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lank, isn't there a required setback on neighboring properties if it's in the Ag Land Preservation?
The 50-foot setback only relates to something to be occupied.
Okay.
It does not relate to accessory-type buildings.
Okay.
Anything else?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, public hearing is concluded. I've asked for people here in favor and in opposition. We cannot take a vote on this matter today, but there was a matter, if you want to keep the record open or not, but in light of the testimony today, it might not be necessary for council.
If there's no objection, we'll close the public hearing, close public comment.
Make a motion, we defer.
Second.
Motion is second to defer. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Motion deferred. Next.
Thank you. Mr. Lank, it's William A. Bell and Kathleen M. Sparrow Bell. See you 1912.
For the benefit of council, before I read this, I just passed down a copy of the survey and a copy of an exhibit booklet. I only have four copies. If you can share them, please.
We only got four councilmen.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a professional office to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 16,025 square feet, more or less, lying southeast of Savannah Road, 250 feet northeast of Quaker Road, and 160 feet southwest of Woodland Avenue. The Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on this application on September 22nd. Provided to the council is a copy of the exhibit booklet that was submitted to the commission for their public hearing. We did receive comments from DLDOT, Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. I would note in the comments on the minutes of the engineering department, there is a typo in the on page 3, first paragraph, fifth line from the bottom of the first paragraph. It should be 880 square feet, not 8,880 square feet.
Shrinking size great room.
Heidi Gilmore was present as the attorney on behalf of the applicant. The applicant, William Bell, was present on his behalf, and they all both gave testimony. There were no parties present in support of or in opposition to the application. The commission, at the conclusion of the meeting on September 22nd, did defer action for further consideration. I do have a comment again from the Conservation District. On October 6th, I did receive comments from the Sussex Conservation District making reference to this application. There is one soil type on this property. The applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during any construction and to maintain vegetation upon completion of any construction. There are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected. It is not likely that off-site drainage improvements will be required, and it is possible that on-site drainage improvements may be required. I don't think there's any proposed improvements for additions to the structure. If there is on-site drainage improvements required, it would be because of the amount of disturbance that may be created for the driveway and the parking areas. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Any questions to Mr. Lang? If not, Ms. Gilmore.
Good afternoon. My fancy engineering drawing right here. So see it. I'm not an engineer.
Is the economy so bad that you've cut out and given us the nice covers, you know, because this is, you know.
Tight budget.
It is, I guess.
That's how because she passes on a great deal to her clients.
Huh? I just wanted to break her train of thought.
That's okay. And just to confirm what Mr. Lang was just saying, there are no site improvements proposed, and I'll incorporate that into my presentation. But just for the record, my name is Heidi Gilmore, and I'm representing Conditional Use 1912 for Bill and Kathy Sparrow Bell. And Mr. Bell is with us here today. He can answer any questions if I can't. But for the record, this property, as Mr. Lank indicated, is on Savannah Road. It is in that section of the road where we have many other business uses. The property is currently a residence that the applicants occupy as their primary residence. They purchased the property in 2010, and they did modifications to add their home to that site. There was a smaller structure there that they modified. We've actually gotten some comments from the county that looks pretty nice. And so if you're in that section of the roadway, it definitely was an improvement. But it is a two-story residence. They plan to occupy a part of that residence for their business. The reason we're here is their home occupation in order to add an employee to support their husband and wife realty company. They need a conditional use. So that's why we're here. And you can see the site plan that's in the packet. They plan to use the existing entrance from the front of the site for customers that might come to the site. There is an entrance off of the rear of the property that they can continue to use for themselves as well as their employees, or employee, sorry. But the purpose of this is the realtor, Kathy Spurlbell, wants to add business, and the only way she can do that is to add an employee.
And what is the business?
It's a realty company.
A real estate, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Real estate.
Competitor.
Okay.
Currently, leads to my next comment, she is currently licensed with Delaware Realty right in the city of Lewis. They do have an office there right in town. She is near the office there, but she tends to work from her home and wants to add the employee there. Like I said, there's no modifications to the existing dwelling, and this property does lie within that section of Savannah Road where there are many other conditional uses and B1 zonings. Just to cap a few or highlight a few for the record, there's B1 zoning at 1526 Savannah Road, which is Dr. Palikar's office. 1545 Savannah Road is the Keller Williams office. That's also B1. And there's also property on Clay Road to the backside of the property that's B1. There's other conditional uses, the WSFS site, Wilgus Associates, Virginia Drake's Law Office, and Baby Medical Center are just a few of the businesses that are there. And there's also C1 zoning at the West Coates Corner portion of Savannah Road. So we're consistent with the surrounding uses. We don't believe it would negatively impact surrounding property values. We did propose some conditions as a part of our packet. The first was our hours of operation would be Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 5, Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 6. Number of employees would be one in addition to the owners. There's parking for employees and clients, 5 parking spaces total, 3 in the front, 2 in the rear. And I would just like to note for the record, the intention is to meet many of the clients off-site, to actually show them properties all around the county, so they don't need to come there to meet with Kathy or Bill or the employee. They would be meeting off-site. So the need for a lot of parking isn't necessary.
Well, they would be meeting there to look at their contracts.
Correct.
And negotiate those things. So
right.
They would spend some time there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the bulk of the time is planned
mm-hmm.
to be off-site. They do have exterior lighting to have any security issues, and it's not meant to be excessive. They do have metered electric service for the office. They have Sussex County sewer, and they have a well which currently serves the site. They expect traffic of 0 to 3 visits per week, and as I said, off-site visits mainly, and the office is fully accessible to people with disabilities. They incorporated designs into their plan for that. The area that they intend to occupy, we did include that as a part of the packet, is already there. They have it as a large room, but the office, if you incorporate the entire area, including the entrance that the dwelling shares, is 880 square feet, but their use of the office is 684 square feet, so you take off that back section. I actually had that conversation with Rob Davis at Sewer Engineering, so we were going through some technical calculations to figure out, does that 880 have to be used or 684, and we're going to be continuing to work with the Sewer Engineering Department on that, but the maximum area is that. There is an entrance from the front, so they don't have to access from the rear.
So you think you'll be able to comply with the Engineering Department's concerns
yes.
at this point?
Mm-hmm. The question, just technically, the bathroom that's here, mm-hmm. the entrance is from the foyer, and if the entrance to the bathroom is from the interior of the 684, you don't incorporate the foyer area. So we're just working through
okay,
that.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay. As long as
one of those technical little details.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the environmentally sensitive developing area, and we are consistent, our use was proposed is consistent with that of the comprehensive plan. And with that, if you have any questions, we're happy to answer those for you.
Well, I have a suggestion, Mr. President.
Yes, sir, Mr. Cole.
When you gave us your list of conditions for the type of use you're proposing, I would suggest that maybe we strike the hours of operation, that it's not so critical, unless you think you're going to have some noisy real estate type people.
No. I always suggest for a client when they come in for a conditional use that they be able to identify the hours they want to work.
Well, we don't like to enforce them if we don't have to. So I would prefer, if the rest of the council has no objections, that we would strike that from your suggested conditions, maybe. So as we look at this later on, we will maybe avoid that.
Fine.
Okay. Any problem with that? Anybody?
I like the hours stated. I think they should be stated.
Well, they will. I'm sure they'll have a sign that says hours of operation.
No, in here. I like the condition that they proposed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no offense to change. It was just a suggestion, and we'll see how it ends up after the P&Z makes the recommendation. Okay.
Just to clear the record, the intent is that they will continue to reside on that premise.
Correct.
And they're going to have an office just for one additional employee.
Correct.
Would the applicant object to that condition being imposed to restrict it to no more than one employee?
In addition to themselves.
In addition
yes.
to themselves. They live
yes.
there, so.
They have no problems with it. Their plan is to have a small boutique office, not to run a big realty company out of there.
I just want to make sure it was clear.
Is this still going to be part of Delaware Realty?
No.
It's going to be a new real estate company. Okay.
Well, her license is currently with Delaware Realty, so she could continue to keep her license there.
Right.
She's going through the broker's course right now, so she's hopeful that she could have her own boutique, but that's certainly up to them
decision. No, I was confused. Oh, that's fine. It doesn't matter either way. Just wondering.
Is Mr. Bell a realtor also?
Are you technically a realtor?
I'm sorry. Am I a
realtor? Are you technically a realtor?
Yes.
Okay. Just curious. I didn't know. Kept saying she being your wife, not referencing you.
Just for the
record. Bill has a contracting company, so I know him mainly as building, not...
Mm-hmm. With his own office, right?
Just for the record, since he was not at the mic when he spoke, Mr. Bell indicated that he is a licensed realtor as well.
Yes.
No more questions.
Okay. Any other questions? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here in favor of this application? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to oppose this application to speak in opposition? Anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Seeing none, Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter, and if it's the pleasure of the council, close the public record.
Yeah, I move we
if there's
close
no
it.
Objection, we'll close public
right.
hearing and public record. And because P&Z deferred, we will defer.
Yes.
Make a motion to defer.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver, to defer on the application. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Now my other duty.
I need it.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Yes. Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions? Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. We stand adjourned.